30 years of entertaining audiences from all over the world. Hearing gasps and laughs emerge from endless rows of wide eyes, Alan Chamo expected to continue his passion of comedy and magic for years to come. What he did not expect was to lose over $100,000 worth of bookings after the COVID-19 lockdown. He did not expect to become a pioneer of hybrid entertainment.
When I decided, okay, let's give it a try, I had nothing. I just had my laptop from 2013, and that's it.
After consistently performing for corporate events and cruise lines, the gasps and laughs turned to silence, clapping emojis, and virtual applause. Chamo thought this transition was temporary, but it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I'm a mentalist, so you should say, you know, I'm able to predict what happens. But in reality, I can't. And I never imagined, even a year ago, that I would be performing like this on Zoom through a camera, that I would have a studio in my home. Never imagined that.
Neither did Shauna Witt when her position as Univision's Director of Content Supply Chain became solely telecommunication.
I used to spend about 3 hours a day on the road, and spending that time at home has been great and is giving me the flexibility to work in my pajamas when I need to.
While Chamo's performances took some adjusting, Witt's new workspace felt natural.
For us, it was easy. I am part of the tech group, so it was easy for us, and we have the tools in place. We use Microsoft Teams.
Despite the changes, productivity is not an issue for Witt.
There's work my team has to get done, and we make sure that we get it done.
Director of the University of Florida's Kelly A. Bergstrom Real Estate Center, Timothy Becker, says workers like Chamo and Witt must have the right mentality to keep up with remote responsibilities.
Real estate leasing, office space, et cetera, is a pretty big expense for most companies. And so it's natural that they'll look for ways to try to curb some of those costs. The real question that they're asking themselves is, am I really maintaining productivity with people working at home or not?
Chamo's productivity reflected his countless hours spent learning how to bring an in-person experience to the screen.
When I'm on stage, there are so many differences. When I'm on stage, I hear the audience back. I hear the feedback. Here, in most of the meetings I do, people are muted, besides unless I need to interact with somebody or a few people at the same time. So when I finish, let's say, to do something, normally I would hear applauses. I would get that energy from the audience, which that's what every entertainer wants. I mean, that's what really makes us better on stage. And it was really weird to do it on Zoom. Like, I would finish a trick and silence. So you need to get used to that awkward silence.
Witt is also familiar with adjusting the behind-the-scenes process.
All of the different systems that track everything, the metadata, the sending out everything to the partners so that everyone gets their electronic programming guide, all that is coming from our systems.
The technology and entertainment fields are not the only ones maintaining virtual settings. Ariella Gutman's life as a commercial litigator is also transitioning into a hybrid.
Definitely did not anticipate it, but it seems to be working out.
Her firm decided to keep their office. There are currently no clients walking through the doors. That is because they're all waiting for the Zoom host to let them in. All of Gutman's work remains remote as of right now, even hearings.
Standing up and feeling the presence of everybody, your peers are listening to you more because everyone is live and they're kind of in the gallery, and you know, in the gallery, and the judge is head and, you know, center. So that energy, I think, is something that's very palpable and missed versus just seeing a bunch of screens.
Many of her colleagues in large firms do not work in their offices anymore. Gutman is unsure what the court will look like in the future or how tangible offices will be, but she is sure of one thing. Remote work has left a mark on her field.
Some major hearings or trials should be in person, but other things make it more efficient if it could be done by Zoom.
Becker, like Gutman, still believes that some in-person moments cannot occur through pixels and emails.
I think the other challenge that it's going to be interesting to see is how does the innovation happen at work, right? Because there's a lot of random moments, random events that happen during the day at work. You run into somebody, you start talking about, you know, an idea, and it fosters that idea. Those random events don't happen when you're working virtually, right? You have to schedule a Zoom call. It's not like you can just randomly run into somebody at the refrigerator in the break room and say, hey, I was thinking about a product. So it's going to be interesting to see the impact of this virtual work environment on the innovation within companies.
He thinks there are many obstacles in a virtual or hybrid workspace, but understands why many fields are making the change.